starting to move on though, because we've got today's guest in the studio now. Anita Baxter is from Social Club 55, which is a community organisation that provides day supports for anyone aged 55 or over. Based at the Marchese Centre in Windermere, the club has recently applied for community interest company status. To tell us about that and the work that the club does, Anita joins us in the studio now. Good afternoon, Anita.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Pleasure.
On a Sunday. It's quite difficult to get people sometimes on a Sunday, but you're keen.
Yeah,
that's great. Just tell us a little bit about the Social Club 55.
Okay, it grew out of the roots of Cameo, which was a club that had been at the Marchese for a few years. I took over in March 2016, with a specific hope of turning it into a community interest company and helping it grow so we could spread out to some of the more rural areas in Cumbria and provide sort of day support and other services. So we've been there a year now. We've got 10 permanent members and we're open 2 days a week at the Marchese, 10 till 3, and 1 day at Birthwaite, 10 till 2:30. It's a housing scheme in Windermere as well. And we're just hoping to grow in the future if we get some funding and some more members.
The plans look very exciting. I've had a look on the internet and I'm going to ask you about them shortly and you tell us what's coming up and the things that you've got planned. What are some of the sort of main services that you provide at the moment? What happens?
We do a lunch and people can come at any time during the hours of 10 till 3. You don't have to stay all day. You can pop in for lunch, come in the morning and do the exercises, and we do crossword and a word quiz, a bit of bingo, and we try to make it really lighthearted, and we do have a good sort of a good vibe that goes on and people enjoy a good laugh. And in the afternoon we do dominoes, jigsaws, a bit of creative stuff, trying to get people to go outside. But we do need more volunteers. We're very short of volunteers. There's only 2 permanent staff at the moment and we've got volunteers who come and go. But our aim is to do as many different activities as people want, really. So it's individual. You don't have to sit in a chair and just take part in the one thing that's going on.
I suppose having more volunteers will allow you to do more things as well, won't it?
That's what we'd like to do, yeah. So we can get people to go for walks around the village when the weather's better, pop into the library, or also we've got one lady who takes part in a tennis that goes on the Marchese Centre, then she comes to us for her lunch in the afternoon. So people can take part in the events in the Marchese and then pop in and see us later. It's trying to make it fluid rather than the old-fashioned day centres where you just sat, I think, and people fell asleep. So we're trying to keep people on their toes and keep them active.
And I'm going to ask you something now which kind of answers itself a little bit. Who's it for?
It's for the older people. People maybe who are living on their own, maybe socially isolated. People who've got kind of memory associated issues, problems like dementia, Alzheimer's, anything really. It's inclusive, so anybody over the age of 55 who thinks that they could benefit from it, they're very welcome, and we'll try and cater for them.
Yeah, it sounds like a fantastic place that people can come and they can just relax and socialise as well, because socialising is important, isn't it?
That is the main, and it's in the news. It's so current at the moment about people being isolated when they're older. And we've had people say, you know, as you get older, it's just boring. So I'm trying to reverse that as much as possible and say, come and join in. And the thing that seems to hold people back the most is the transport in Cumbria. It's very rural and we don't have a lot of... It's difficult to get people in. So my next step is to try and get subsidised transport. We've had some funding from the taverners in Windermere. I'm just waiting to get that clarified. And we access rural wheels for one lady, but we're trying to get more people in with the reduced transport fees. So it makes it easy for people to come in.
That would help massively, wouldn't it?
I hope so. That seems to be the stumbling block. It's £5 an hour and, you know, you can come and go as you want.
So... if people come, what can they expect? If someone turns up for the first time at the Marchese Centre in Windermere, they walk through the door and da-da!
A warm welcome. That's what we try and do. A cup of tea, coffee, introductions with everybody, and just find their own way. So there's only 10 people, so it's not too scary when you come in. And we try to make people as welcome as possible and make sure that they feel like they can take part. Or if they want to sit back and just observe, that's fine also.
Yeah, it's very personable, isn't it, when it's so, you know, quite intimate and close. And it's a tight-knit group. I think sometimes when you go to somewhere like this, it's massive, isn't it? And there's loads of staff and loads of people. And you go in and go, oh, my, this is not for me.
I'd find that overwhelming.
Yeah, of course,
so,
daunting. And
I have to try and make it, from my point of view, I know how it feels like you go into a very alien, massive environment. So, yes, try and make people just come in, find somewhere to sit, have a cup of tea, have a cup of coffee, and just to chat, really, and find out about people. So that's what we've been doing.
You must get some interesting stories, do you?
I guess so. Yeah. People have done lots of things in their lives. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Memories and history and all that kind of thing. And you're the coordinator, as I mentioned there in the introduction. That must be quite challenging, is it? But rewarding at the same time.
I find it, yeah, I think it varies. I'm doing different things all throughout the day, and then I've got my admin on the other days. I used to be a social worker for many years, and I just got sick of sitting in an office doing paperwork. So this is wonderful. I can run around, make meals, make tea and coffee, chat. I feel like I'm doing everything that is a very community-based activity. I like that.
Yeah, it's very varied, isn't it?
It
you
is.
Get to do a bit of everything. That's wonderful. And you currently, it does, yeah, which is a bonus. You're currently in the process of applying for community interest company status. Easy for me to say. What we'll do is we'll take a break and we'll play a song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about that a little bit more. Now, usually when people come in, I say, "Well, take a break halfway through, we'll play a song," and then you threw one at me today where you said, "Can I choose it?" So your lovely daughter Maddie is here.
Hi.
And you are going to choose the song for us today, aren't you? To go shoehorn into the middle of this interview. What have you gone for, Maddie?
I've gone for Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Lovely. It's playing now, Ed Sheeran, and we'll chat more to Anita from Social Club 55 in Windermere next.